Hello, and welcome to the Grade 7 version of Open Line with
Megan Pinn,
Victoria Warren,
Sarah Wells,
Madison Patey,
and Jesse Bossy. Welcome to Open Line, and I'm Sandy Rims. We're on the air.
Is we on the air?
Yes, I just said that.
Oh, I didn't hear you, Bob. Must get me ears checked.
What are you calling in for today?
Well, Sandy Bob, I'm calling about all the complaining that Dave does on this complaining radio. It's getting on me nerves. Complain, complain, complain.
Well, it's open to everyone, so they can speak their minds.
Oh, yes, but they're getting on me nerves.
You don't have to listen to it every morning, ma'am.
Oh, yes, but I gotta buy. Me radio is broken. I don't know how to turn her off.
I can't do much for you. I'm sorry.
Oh, I know it's that, Bob, but I just dearly loves talking. I think you're a little sweetheart, Sandy.
Ma'am, I don't think I caught your name.
Well, I didn't throw it at you.
All right, and we're off the air.
See you, my lovey.
And we're back.
Oh, hiya, Sandy. Nice to talk to you again.
Ma'am, I don't think we've talked before.
Oh, yes, we did.
Oh, no, not you again.
No, boy, that was Liza. She lives down the road by the thingamabobber. I be Liza, the quiet one.
Well, hello there, Liza.
Hello there, Sandy. Nice to finally reach you again. Been calling every day since I spoke to you last.
When was that?
When the going on was on the go with the airplane leaving.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes, boy. I didn't even finish with what I was saying. So?
Liza, that's all the time we have.
Oh, no. No, no. Not again.
Sorry, ma'am. Call again another time. Hello, caller. Are you there?
I'm here. Didn't hear it the first time. Lost me hearing aid, you knows. And after I looked for that for so long, I had to make me pan of bread, then I had to make me batch of...
Ma'am, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I was really put out with how Bingo's going the past few months.
Why is that, Miss Colburn?
Well, that Miss Jane's been winning every single time he plays, and I'm thinking she's up to her old tricks again. Something going on with that new collar. You'd think she'd know better than that. 60 or 70 years old she is, and she's got no credibility anyway. But that's just because of her looks. That's when I was that age, well, the boys would be chasing me home. That old fogey Miss Jane got to put that much makeup on it. Well, can't say much about that, though, because she needs it.
Please, Miss Colburn, don't insult listeners directly now.
What? What do you mean? You do that all the time, sure?
Well, Miss Colburn, that's because...
No, I'm serious. Think about it now. If you had...
Well, that's all the time we have now. Thank you. And we're back.
You there, Mr. Rims. Hello? Hello? Anyone home? Any time now would be nice. Sandy?
Yes?
Okay, then. I was here to complain about the little things. Everything in general. You know what I mean?
No.
Well, why is the sky blue? Why not pink? Oh, I love pink, especially my hot pink lipstick. But getting back to the topic and another thing, why do women do their washing every day, or why do we breed? You know, it's the little things we should do, but maybe we don't want to, right?
Oh, I lost you at why is the sky blue. Could you start over?
The younger generation, they got such short attention spans. You could get a donkey to listen better than that.
Okie dokie. We're off the air now.
Yes, I dare say.
Is we off yet? Hey, hello. Sandy, it's Liza again. Yoo-hoo.
Goodbye.